Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. I get a weekly news magazine called, not particularly creatively, The Week. I like it because the information is presented from sources that span the full spectrum from the most conservative to the most liberal. Given how biased the human mind is, and certainly how biased the media is, I figure if I read information about the same subject that comes from such divergent sources, that the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. That gives me a better chance of getting something that approximates the truth than I would if I went to one type of source or another. In the September 30th edition of The Week, they had a full-color insert that announced their new science and technology section. Naturally, an article about mice caught my eye. Israeli scientists have trained mice to sniff 8 explosive chemicals with the idea of using these as a new security device. When the system was tested at a shopping center on 1,000 volunteers, it worked very well. 24 mice were used, and they sniffed the air around each person as he or she came through. And out of the 1,000 people, the mice correctly identified the 22 people carrying one or another of those substances. The brief article didn't mention whether all mice were trained to sniff all 8 chemicals, but I sort of doubt it, because they work in teams of 24. More likely, that's 3 mice who have been trained to sniff out just one of the 8 chemicals. What interested me is that, being a typical The Week report, it included comments from various different media sources in response to this. The comment from a writer at The Economist hit me as one of those that sum up so much more than I suspect the commentator thought it would when he or she made the statement. And the comment was that naturally one could feel sorry for these little mice in a box sniffing air all day, and perhaps every once in a while one of them picks up a scent, or 3 of them pick up a scent and they can turn in an alarm, and that must be a rather boring and grueling life for a little rodent. But the commentator went on to say that at the end of each work shift, they got to go home to unlimited food and water. And not only that, they were able to retire after only 18 months of work. Now, if this is an individual who writes for a publication that is tapped into the economic realities of not only the United States but the world, I can see why we have problems. A, whoever this person is, equates having enough food and water as having a quality life. And the second thing is that it never dawned on this person that the average mouse lifespan is 1.5 to 3 years. So if these mice have to work 18 months, and we add time for training on top of that, any retirement is going to be very brief indeed. And in fact, they would be very lucky if they didn't die on the job. And if they were very good at their jobs, chances are after they were, quote, retired, unquote, they would be bred. I think it was the magnitude of the ignorance in the statement. Anyone can make a mistake about the lifespan of any species. But assuming that a creature that small would have, I don't know, what went through this person's mind? Was the assumption made that mice had the same lifespan as dogs or humans? I honestly don't know. But I have to think that if this is the kind of person who's commenting on economic policy worldwide, It's no wonder we're in such a mess.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.